God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." Pastor Pinda is a pastor of a strong Christian church, Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denominations, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinda has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
It sounds like we're in church. Make sure you take out your Bible, take out your notebook in the presence of God. As I'm about to share the word of God with you, you know, when you come to church, you come with a notebook, with a Bible, and you are ready to take notes. I hope you have those things. And welcome, tell your neighbor, welcome to Strong Christian Church. And we are excited to be this phone. It's my phone that is ringing. An alarm. Amen. And the interpreter, Mlando, please make sure you have a mic. So we are continuing on the book, Hope Secrets. Somebody say Hope Secrets. And, you know, last week I was teaching you about the fact that God takes us through some tests. He takes us through some tests. You know, some of us believe that once we believe God, everything goes well. Like, the minute you say, "I believe God," people assume they will get all the jobs they want, all the money they want, all the boyfriends they want. Even someone believes that they will get someone's husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm teaching you that maturity, knowing God and following God, leads us to certain areas of maturity. And one of the things is that last week I taught you that God will take you through a test. And I taught you that God, Satan will tempt you. God tests us and Satan tempts us. And God tests us to promote us. And Satan tempts us to demote us. So when you think about the story of Adam and Eve were tempted of the devil and they fell from where God had put them. That's what temptation does. And last week I explained to you what is the difference between temptation and being tested. Now, God, today I'm going to explain why does God test us. I gave you some pointers last week that God tests us to check our quality, our performance, our abilities, our strengths. To prove, yes, continue. And he doesn't test us to prove, so that he proves to himself who we are. God knows everything about us. He tests us to prove who we are to ourselves. You know, have you, you know, I remember one day,
kublenyilanga.
A certain shepherd.
Lomnye shepherd.
Now, for those of you who don't know what is a shepherd is a leader in the church.
A shepherd,
this shepherd, I've told you this story before. She was entering the car, and then another church member who was outside closed the door and hit her fingers. And that day we discovered what was in the shepherd. The F bombs that came out. And the pastor, yeah, she was entering the pastor's car. And I was saying a paragraph yet in Samba.
Then there was just a whole paragraph of insults.
That was a test.
There was Vivinho.
Not to prove to God what was in the shepherd, but to prove to the shepherd that lange kathi inhlamba tisese khona.
Kukhomba that what is inside you, insults are still relevant and are still there.
Hey! Today I'm going to, my title is God is changing your rank. God is changing your level. You might be going through something because God is changing your level. You know, sometimes imoto.
At times a car.
We always say to ourselves we want to get to the top. And I am seeing a vision as I'm preaching. I'm seeing someone saying, I want to get to the top. But the person has forgotten that to go to the top, you must climb a hill.
Must
when
it starts to be hard,
it
means you are going up. If it becomes
easy,
it means you are going down.
You are complaining kuthi ngathi sekucala kuba likhuni.
We are konona kuthi things are getting
tough. But I'm
tough.
Here to tell you that kusho kuthi we are new. You
are going
up the hill. You are going to a higher position.
We are escaping.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you. By the end of this year, you will be in a higher position financially. You will be in a higher position spiritually. You will be in a higher position maritally. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to understand what is rank. Tell your neighbor, what is rank? Ngikumbule ukuthi mina nani azange siya kuphi ecure. Tshela makhelwane azange siya ecure. Mina nawe, nami I'm included.
Me and you, we didn't go to cure.
Tshela wami angifundisa singisi ngesiSwati. Angathi wakho ngespedi for sure.
My teacher taught me English. Using what maybe yours he taught English with spedi.
Rank speaks to position. Authority,
skundla,
responsibility, and spiritual capacity. Meaning that God allows us to go through certain things because He wants to change your position, your authority, your responsibility, and your spiritual what? Capacity. So the meaning of rank is position or level in a hierarchy.
Sigaba sise rank kusho ukuthi it's a position noma sigaba sithile pattern.
A person's status or level of importance.
O sigaba somuntu.
So God will take us through a test in order to change our status or level of importance. You do not become more important without going through a test. If you do not want to go through a test, it means you do not want to be more important. If you do not want to go through a test, it means you do not want to go up in the hierarchy. You want to remain where you are or go down. Do you want to go down? So for example, even at school, if you do not want to go to the next grade, you do not write the exams. So if you are a Christian who wants everything to be smooth, you don't want to go through any tests. You say there is no God when you are going through a trial and a tribulation. You are a Christian who wants to remain on the same grade, repeating grade 1 over and over. Kuna makola la se crash akafuni kuphuma crash.
There are Christians who are in crash. They don't want to come out of the crash.
Ukhanza umuntu anenjwebe maruse crash
kuthi vente moya. With a beard is still in preschool.
Ukhanza umuntu anesihluthu.
You find someone with a afro.
Mara aga ku rank etintweni ka moya ulswane.
In his spiritual rank,
because
he's just
when there is a test, the
baby.
Person blames God. There is no God. He says, God does not love me. God does not exist. Because people have the false belief that to follow God is to sing this song. Mudimo, Magawat. It is a wrong song.
If
we don't
God
sing it
there,
here.
There are no problems.
It is unscriptural to say if God is here, there are no problems. Jesus was the Son of God. He had problems.
People
wanted
to kill him. Ended up killing him and they were speaking ill of him.
To say when you have God, there are no problems, you are joking. Satan will tempt you, your flesh will tempt you, and God will test you. This is real Christianity. Ukholwa is not a bed of roses. That's why mangabe ulgwala ange ukholwa. Bune abantu abathi abakholwa ngoba ba strong nebanamanga, abakholwa ngoba ba magwala.
There are people who say they are not born again because they say they are strong. They are lying. They are not saved because they are cowards. If you are a coward, you will never be a child of God. Ask your neighbor if you are a coward.
So laban laban chamago bese bathi abakhola wathi ukuthi uchamwa ligwala.
If this person who is charming you and then says he's not a believer, know that this guy is a coward.
The ladies are learning. You say, I'm a good pastor.
Umfundisi olungile.
You know, kingdoms function with order. You see, one of the reasons why we do not understand rank is because sansa toy toy.
It's the reason that we don't understand ranking is because we love to toy toy a lot.
We don't understand that there is hierarchy and who's senior and who's not because yonkinto lesinga ivisisi siyatoyitoya.
Asiqondi ukuthi kunegaba and everything that we do not understand we want to protest.
One of these days we will hear that children are striking against their father.
Siyawuzwa nje ukuthi bantwana
bashisa amatayi.
They are busy burning tires.
The way people like toyitoying.
The way people bathanda ngayo to protest.
Now in a kingdom,
embusweni,
not a democracy, a kingdom,
embusweni,
the spirit realm doesn't function with democracy. It functions with kingdoms. There is the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light, which also includes the kingdom of heaven. And there is also the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of the devil. And in each kingdom,
umbuso ngamunye,
there is hierarchy.
Kune zigaba.
And you cannot vote for the hierarchy.
Asibavoteli labantu ukuze bafike kule sigaba. Uyathi
uNkulunkulu sosinile, sifuna ukukushintsha.
Hey, you say, oh Lord, I'm tired of you.
Wena nomoya engcwele noJesus, sifuna kufaka ipolitical party lensa.
Jesus, we want to have a new political party.
Sifuna kufaka labaphasi ukuthi baye phezulu.
We want to include the downs.
You can't do that in kingdoms. That's why you can't vote in your village. You can't vote the king in.
As in voting or the in chief. Course.
You can't put ballot papers because there is hierarchy. When there is a chief in an era and then the king arrives, the king is senior. That's why we call it kingdom. Somebody shout kingdom. Shout kingdom.
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 Where the king dominates.
Kingdom.
Let's say it together. Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Where who? The king dominates. So when you are saying I'm in the kingdom of God, you are saying I'm where the king who is who? God dominates me.
Now,
me. That's what you mean. When you are not in the kingdom of God, you are not free. You are under another kingdom, and that king is Satan, and he dominates you. But the way he dominates you, he tells you you are free. And also you feel free.
Now, since I want to kululeki. Have you seen this?
That's how Satan is. You feel you are free, but you seven this is my wire. Uzbona, so petty beer.
Now you see yourself held, holding a beer.
Utiva so mean.
You feel that you are thirsty. You find yourself waking up in a wrong bed.
And some of you have felt it before. What? You know this story, must tell your neighbor, it's based on a true story.
Tell
them, I'm one of the few pastors who don't lie. Well, my stories are true. Now, there is order in every kingdom. Now, there is order in the kingdom of God. And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. There is ranking in the kingdom of God. And in the King James, it says that God has set in the church. Somebody say in the church.
The church.
In the church. And look, there is order in the church. It says first apostle, secondarily prophets, third teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of what? Healing. Helps of governments and diversities of what? Tongue. Do you see that in the kingdom of God there is who? First. They say the apostle comes what? First. Second is the what? The prophet. It shows there is hierarchy. Prophet. There is hierarchy in the kingdom of God. Are you here or have gone home? And there is also hierarchy in the kingdom of the devil. Because kingdom functions with rank. That's what I want you to understand. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. If you could go there. Now it says that put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It says you must put on a spiritual armor.
Shomani zikhali zonke zikaNkulunkulu ukuze nibe namandla ukumelana namachinga kaSathane.
Not easter bazalwane.
Awabambe iokap.
Not a gun, but the armor of God is different, it's spiritual. And then verse 12, why should we put on the armor of God? It says, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. Somebody say principalities. When you look at that name, you see it as the word what? Prince. So in the kingdom of darkness, there are what? Princes.
Unababusi.
In the book of Daniel, it says that after Daniel had prayed, the angel Gabriel came after 21 days, but he told him that 3 days after you prayed, God answered your prayers. But the prince of Persia resisted him, resisted Gabriel, the angel, from and prevented him from bringing the answer in time. Because they are principalities. One day, I was in my room at Hatfield. And I was doing my nice
fellowship.
I finished and I was chilling there reading the word of God. And a principality appeared in my room. My door was closed. Everything was closed. And I saw a tall person entering through the door while it was closed. I thought I was dreaming. I was scratching my eyes. And I froze. I could not move. And this person said to me, if you continue winning these people to Christ, serving God, and doing your fellowship here, I will kill you. At first I was afraid. Then somehow I remembered those people who fight in a certain way. Where is Pastor Misha? Come. Sean, come. I was afraid because here was a man who walks through my door when the door is closed and he's talking to me. And the way he's talking to me, his lips are not moving. He's looking at me, but I can hear what he's saying. I can hear in my spirit what the person is saying, and I'm responding, but my mouth is not moving. So I was afraid because the principality had visited me. But then something came over me. I remember the people who fight like this. I remember that. That if the principality wanted to kill me, he shouldn't come and say, I will kill you. He should just kill me. How come the person bewitching you?
Please stop fooling around.
When I'm shaking Zokshayo. You
did help him.
You would
have, all your teeth would be out by now.
So I then told the principality, if you want to kill me. Why are you threatening
me?
Then the principality left. Then my fellowship exploded after that.
The fellowship yami.
So they are what? Tell your neighbor, principalities. Someone is saying municipalities. Yes, you can say municipalities. They control. And then they are what? Powers. So principalities are the ones that dictate the mood in a certain area.
If you can go to Witbank, your chances of smoking yaoundé is very high.
Hey, Witbank, what's good?
Your probability.
Your chance of smoking yaoundé Witbank, very high.
Your probability of smoking yaoundé is very high.
Witbank, ngaba tempted.
If you can go and stay in Witbank, ngaba
nenkinga. Do you understand?
Niyaqonda na.
Guna ma principality la controller si suse moon.
If you stay in a particular area, your chance like of being pregnant.
Like me, I'm going to WhatsApp grade 10,
unenasisu. If you pass grade 10 without being pregnant, you are lucky.
Babaton. grade 10. Wandlula grade 10 ungenansi, it's a miracle. Bazal bashaya izandla bathi well done.
Their parents, they care for you and say you have done well.
Because there is a what? A principality. There are also principalities in other areas where people like dropping off from school.
Labantu bayeka isikolo.
Ngala eToronto. Ngala.
Ngala phanje eTorres.
Ngala mtori wacatsa isikolo. Well done. Well
done. If you finish school in Toronto, you have done well.
Well done. Tell your neighbor, well done. Why is that the case? It's because there is a principality creating that environment. Principalities create cultures, microcultures in an area and make people behave in a certain way. And then they are what? Rulers of darkness. These are the people who, when they are saying that they are Illuminatis and all those things, people who control a big area, a big region, Bantu and they determine the culture of the world.
Abantu babusa endaweni ningi babesebenza ngokuthi abantu babehave ngendlela ethile endaweni enkulu.
And you see, there's also what? Spiritual what? Wickedness in what? High places.
Nemimoya emibi emkhathini.
You see, there is hierarchy. So, when what you are afraid of is a mouse, the witch.
When I was sabanje, umtagat, ikundwa.
It's witch. Satanists. Demons.
Matimon.
Principalities. Powers. Babu. And rulers. Then the devil.
Then Satan.
Rokokwaga next door, Vite.
Your neighbor,
tell him,
your neighbor,
tell
your neighbor that this neighbor
of yours is not. Let's suspect about Coco, baby, and you'll have a lose it in God when you never love me. I'm a man, yes. Nambona, I'm Bengu, I'm Gunuga, and you'll think on to Mundlum Sala, and it's we are low.
If you see an old woman without walking naked with not her senses in place, you say she's a witch.
Do you understand there is a rank in the kingdom of God and there is also a rank in the kingdom of darkness? Now, also to prove this matter or to take it even further, if you read Matthew chapter 12, verse 45, it says then Jesus was casting out a devil from a man. And this man, it says that then goeth he out and taketh himself seven other wicked spirits. Jesus was explaining demons. He said, some spirits are more wicked than others. That shows rank. Because it means the spirits come in levels of what? Wickedness. And this scripture explains that if a spirit comes out of a person and that spirit is less wicked, and that person becomes free for some time, but the person doesn't buy a Bible, doesn't start reading the word of God and doing quiet time, that demon comes back with other spirits that are more wicked. So they understand. It means the demons, they understand.
Demons, they understand that there is someone higher than me.
Yati siba fundis akumele namakholwa akumele sulwe ma demon. Tshela makholwa singahlulwa ma demon.
Defeated by demons as Christians and
how can demons acknowledge that they are higher demons than them? Pastors are not acknowledging that there are other pastors more anointed than them.
Why in ngokuthi ma demon ayaqonda ukuthi kuna ma demon amakhulu kunawo bafundisi kodwa bafuni ukuvuma lokho.
Instead of saying the pastor is more anointed than them, they say the pastor is a snake or something. They believe in snakes more than God.
Hey!
But you see, demons, they know that, I mean, if you mean a shulega ngil timon lela, lel timon el hamba lyo recruit.
If a demon says that I'm failing, then he goes and gets a more wicked demon.
Why does rank matter? Why should we think about rank? And why is it important that you must think about your rank spiritually? You know, when you go to school, there are people who don't care whether they are number 2 or number 10 or in the top 10. Nice. They just say, as long as I pass.
Nice.
You are not conscious of rank. What is your rank at work? What is your rank at school?
Esikolweni.
Amongst the husbands around, what is your rank?
Amadodeni ngisigaba bani.
Mawungabekwa nalamanye amadoda, ngabe singaba bo number ba.
If I can put you amongst other husbands, what number would you be? What
we must be conscious about rank.
Kumele sicaphele isigaba.
Especially spiritual rank. Where are you in the spirit?
Ikakhulu sigaba sikamoya ukuthi ukuphi wena kamoya.
Now, I want to tell you that
demons
know your rank.
Ayasazi isigaba sakho.
Just like when there is going to be a soccer match between Canada and Bafana Bafana, we know Bafana Bafana is ranked number, Canada is ranked number, and the chances of the team with a higher rank winning are higher.
Njengoba sazi nakudlala iBafana Bafana neCanada siyazi igaba zayombili zamathimba.
Demons know your rank.
Emadimoni ayazi rank yakho.
If there is something to you, they know.
Nangabe khona into
kuwe ayazi. If there is nothing to you, they know.
Nangabe unalutho baye ayazi.
Ask your neighbor, what is your spiritual rank?
Buza umakhelwane uthi yini rank yakho kamoya.
Acts chapter 19 verse 13. Oh, I'm preaching. I'm teaching good. It says that, and the same, then some of the traveling Jewish exorcists are people who cast out demons, also attempted to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had what? Evil spirits. Say, I implore you and solemnly command you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Yes, interpret.
Kepha nabathile abayizinosi kukaJuda abayizunzelana balobotha ukukhipha igama lenkosi uJesu phezu kwabakhwele ngumoya ababi bathi ngiyanifungisa uJesu amshumayela uPawula.
Hey, they were trying to take out a demon saying that we are taking you out, commanding you to come out in the name of Jesus, the one that other guy Paul was preaching about. Because they had seen Paul casting out demons in the name of Jesus. So they assume it will work.
Bazama ukhipha idemon ngegama likaJesu. Bathi simkhipha ngegama likaJesu loshunyayelwa uPawula. Baqabanga ukuthi nakibe kuzokwenzeka.
What they did not know that when you say in the name of Jesus come out, it's not the name like J-E-S-U-S that works.
Bebangaz.
It is how much of Jesus is being manifested through you that the demons bow to. Not, it's not just quoting the name. That's why in your dreams you say Jesus, Jesus, and back come.
But nabazama ukhipha ama demon bebangazi ukuthi bona bacabanga ukuthi demon.
Ask your neighbor, but se bakhame kangaka. Uthi
ask your neighbor how many times they strangled you.
It is how much of this Jesus do you know and do you manifest through your life that the demons bow to?
Futhi uJesu unganani empilweni yakho ukuze kuthi ama demon akuhloniphe.
Are you here or have gone home?
Yeah.
Then it says, next verse. Then seven sons, one named what? Skivas. Uskivovo.
Uskiva otile umchu.
Brother Skivovo. Skivder. What to call Timon? This looks like a name that suits an usher.
When he tried to take out the demon,
the ushers have been watching the pastor saying, come out. And one day they went to Doron Cop, they say, as your tila na, ola ma demon. Seven ushers being led by Gippen. They were in a line, Nabo Morris. Nabo Peggy. Seven sons of Skivovo. And look, they had a mind that since they were PKs, a Jewish chief priest were doing this. They were going to cast out. Say, we are pastor's children. We can do it.
Hey,
verse 15. But the evil spirit retorted. I know and I recognize and acknowledge Jesus. We recognize his word, rank. Then they went on and said, we know about Paul. We understand his rank.
No, Paul, siyamqonda.
But when I'm Mr. Asha, who are you in the spirit? What is your rank?
Kepha nina ningoba nina. Who are you?
Ask your neighbor, what is your rank in the spirit? Some people, they have a high ranking echwaleni. Labanya Pemen.
Salmon smoking.
Others distributing boxing rounds.
Labanya Amaround of Shayana.
But you must have a ranking in the spirits. So I want you to look at your neighbor in the eye. Ugu Pemoyen Gana. Akpendul. Where are you? What level are you on? What is your neighbor saying? Because if you don't have a ranking, look at what the demons did. Next verse. Go to the next verse. If you don't have a ranking, also then the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them and subdued all of them and overpowered them, so that they ran out of that house in terror, stripped, naked, and wounded.
He stripped them naked after beating them up.
The ushers, he black and white, he salalapa. Hey! Ask your neighbor, who are you?
Who's umakhelwa ungubani wena?
Now, evil spirits understand structure.
Matimonas.
Mark chapter 5, verse 8 to 9. I'm teaching. He said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Ngokuba wathi kuye, phuma
kulobo.
Yebo.
Moya ongqolileyo.
Hey, Jesus was casting out a devil. Jesus asked, what is your name?
Wayesambuza athi, ngubani igama lakho?
You see, instead of the demon giving its name, kuthi igama lami, I'm a snake, I'm a python, I'm a tigoloshi. It didn't say that. It mentioned its rank. It said, I'm a legion.
Kunekuthi nakambuza igama, asho igama layo, washo isigaba sakhe kuthi,
we are a legion. That is our rank. The demons don't relate with us about whatever features they have. They respond that this is my rank. I am a legion.
Ema demoni akondisigaba ukuthi mina ngiyilegiona.
And legion, foot soldiers, I believe it's about 6,800 or so foot soldiers. So the demons were thousands. You see, your finger can have 1 million demons. So when you are not a Christian, just one finger.
Angabana matimon langange.
Ukawa kuti squatter camp sile lokshini kpele. Nala. Sene kwendega avule squatter camp. This man had about, combined with everything, could have easily had about 12,000 demons. In one person. That's why he was mad. That's why he was staying by the tombs. But you see, the demons related with Jesus according to what? Rank. They related with the giver according to what? Rank. Ask your neighbor again, which rank when
you be?
Now, why is rank important? Rank is also important, not just because demons relate with us according to rank. Rank is important because rank makes you to have a lot of faith. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8 to 10, it says that the centurion answered. So this centurion had a servant at home that was sick and about to die. And the centurion... A centurion was in the what? The Roman army, I believe.
Fanano
commander or those things. Or a commander, yes. So, this centurion told Jesus that you don't need to go to my house to go and pray for my servant. He told him that issue a command. And I know my servant will be healed same time. And Jesus marveled that, why do you say that? And the man said that because I am a soldier myself, I am a man under authority, and I have people under me. If I tell them something as a commander, they must do it. And in the spirit, when I Jesu, you are a high commander. If you mention it, I have the revelation in my mind that it will work.
Yeah.
God doesn't work when you do not respect spiritual things. When you do not understand rank. Hence, when this man spoke. Next verse, look at what Jesus said. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Why was this man's faith so great? It was because he understood ranking.
UJesu ekuzwa lokho amangala wathi kwabamlandelayo, ngiqinisile ngithi kini angizange ngimfumane kwaIsrael ukholo olungaka kumuntu.
So, understanding ranking helps us to have faith, and faith helps us to obtain things from God.
Ukuqonda isigaba kusenza ukuthi sibe nokholo olukhulu ukuze ukuthi sikhone ukumukela izinto.
You know, most how I preach, because I
yes, most nang shumayela
going somewhere.
Ngiyabhenda ngi.
Now, before your rank changes, God is going to train you. Through a test. You can't become King David without meeting Goliath. The fact that David was anointed as king doesn't mean that automatically he goes through a throne. There must be a Goliath that he must face for him to become a king. Who wants to be king without meeting Goliath? But to be a Christian is to pray Goliath away. They move from church to church saying, Mfundisi, remove Goliath.
Kologoto.
Kologoto. Bagnansi semandi, bagnansi sel oil, bagnansi
water, oil,
you are trying to shift Goliath. Goliath cannot be shifted. You must face Goliath yourself.
Goliath.
That is how you will increase in rank in the army, David. You must face your Goliath and you must defeat
Goliath.
And God will make sure that the sword, your normal weapon or way of solving problems, is not there. Because David was given a sword that belongs to Saul, and it was too heavy. And he couldn't carry it. They gave him Saul's armor. It was too heavy for him. And he had to remove the armor of Saul, remove his sword, and go back to his God and his sleep. God is going to take you through a test. You will have no sword, no armor, just a sling and some two rocks and a giant standing before you. Have you felt that you are being overwhelmed by a problem? There is no solution.
When you cry to they don't comfort you.
Goliath is yours.
Goliath
and Goliath is your test. You need to defeat your Goliaths to increase in rank. Some of you, your Goliath is an unbeliever boy that loves you a lot.
This
one doesn't even
sin.
But he's a Goliath.
Kodwa ungoliath wakho nje.
Hey! Labanye benu Goliath.
Labanye, some of you Goliath.
Ima.
It's money. It's a lot.
Le mali ikubambe ngamawashi.
This money is, yeah.
Wahola awubambeki. It's a Goliath. Some of you, your Goliath is a delay in some blessing.
Have you ever seen something in front of you? You try
when you come to it, then it moves.
Like
two magnets, you know, two magnets with the same poles. When you move the magnet, the other one moves that way.
Now you suss and I lay in a yasuga.
Oh, tell your neighbor, God is taking you through a test. So, before you go to the next class, David, God must enroll you on a course. You cannot just go to the next class without, or the next level, without having some subjects in your current year. And you need to write a test on those subjects. And you cannot move into your promised land without passing the test. I shouted at him, I cried, Uvale Indlebe.
Just close this
ear. It's because maybe it's not about God answering, but it's about you passing the test. Course number 1, light affliction. Light affliction. Unkulunkulu ukufaka ku light duty.
Ukufaka nje.
Light affliction. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our light afflictions, which but for a what? A moment. There is something you are going through. I want to tell you, it's only for a moment. It's a moment. It will not last a lifetime. It is a what? A moment. Tell your neighbor, it's a moment. You are broke for a moment. You are sick for a moment. You are suffering for a moment. My sister, you are single for a moment. When the cows come in, tell your neighbor it's a light affliction. And it's for a what? A moment. It's for a moment. Why do we have light afflictions for a moment? It says that it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of what? Of glory. God wants you to have weight in glory, meaning after this life. And for you to have glory, you must go through an affliction. You see, in heaven, how, which car? Those things are not credentials. Which car did I drive? Those things are not blessings in heaven. They are blessings in earth. You can't say, when you get to heaven, I had a big car. In heaven, which is we have vela, atinanga, maskas are. That's why he still has them. He took his affliction with him. Because in heaven, your suffering is your testimony. How much did you suffer for God is your testimony. On earth, how much you didn't suffer for God is a testimony. I never worked for God. I was before God. Everything was okay. That is how we testify on earth. But in heaven, how much you suffered for God and for the things of God gives you a testimony. So some people here have no testimony. You don't want to suffer for God. A small pain, you are out of the church. You say there is no God. You are consulting ancestors.
To the underground gang.
I'm serious. Yeah. Hey! Are you here or you have gone home? Give me the Passion Translation. Light afflictions. A light affliction, your friend can betray you.
Don't look at the one in church. It's the one who's not in church.
Hey! Someone can disappoint you. Someone you have depended on. Hey, it's a light affliction. It's salat. In the Passion, it says that we view our slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. We see our difficulties as the substance that produces for us an eternal and weighty glory far beyond all comparison. Ish. Just light affliction, small afflictions of being single for 3 years. Some small salt that have come over you, you want to die. Suffer. It's a slight what? Affliction. It's for your what? Your glory. That's why the Bible says that we move from what? Glory to what? Glory. One of the ways you move from glory to glory is affliction. 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 It moves you what? Forward.
We pray a warrior and she. If everything was well.
Friday. We think it's out of the love of God. It's an affliction. If I can say one day I was showing some administrators how to use ChatGPT. And I said, let's generate prayer topics to pray for a husband.
As sends a
When they saw the prayers, they said, we are downloading now. This is not an experiment. Then they asked me, Rev, when are you organizing an all night for us to pray? It is a what? An affliction. An affliction. The other affliction is the trying of your faith. Course number two. You are enrolled for light affliction 101. And then you are enrolled for the trying of your faith 102. When you say you believe in something, it will be tested.
Now to call tile.
In James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse what? Temptations. That one should say testings. The real translation says testings. Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire and wanting what? Nothing. So God, one of the classes that the trying of our faith, how does he try our faith? By making us to wait. It is a class that you must pass. God will give you the thing, but he will delay. Not that he will delay. He will wait for you until you pass the class of patience. He is not delayed. He puts the thing here. But for it, for you to begin to see it, you must pass the class of what? Patience. You can see your older brother using a pen. Like until you pass the test of patience to wait for you to go to grade 0, grade 1, and get to the level where you write with a pen, and like my daughter wants to write with cursive. She must wait. Patience. There is something that God has already answered in your life, but he needs you to be patient, to go through the test of patience for you to receive it. Course number three. Resilience under pressure. God will allow things to pressurize you, to check you. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 in the CEV. Listen, it says that we are like clay jars because we are made out of dust, in which the treasure is stored. That treasure is the Holy Spirit. The real power comes from God and not from what? Us.
Kepha-ke ingcebo sinayo ezitsheni zebumba ukuze uNkulunkulu bamandla ubukhulu bamandla obukhulu kakhulu bube ngokuba kuNkulunkulu bungabi ngobevela kithi.
We often suffer, but we are never crushed. So you might suffer, but you will not be crushed.
Siyaqindezelwa.
You will suffer but not be destroyed. It will look like you'll never have a job, but when you get that job, oh baby, the money that you are going to eat is going to be nice. Hey! It looks like my sister, you will die sick. Sometimes
when
you check your inbox, you can see krr, 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 krr. No one is proposing. You can suffer, but you will not be what? Crushed. Shout, I will not be crushed. Shout, I will be not be crushed. I will not be crushed.
I will not be crushed.
Even when we do not know what to do, we never give up. Even when you are confused about how you are going to come out of the problem, don't give up. Even when you are confused, how will it end? Don't give up.
I
can see David looking at that Goliath, wondering that how will this big man fall. But he never gave up. The Bible says that the small boy marched forward towards the giant. He broke away from the rest of the army and he walked towards his problem, Goliath, shaking in his boots. And I'm sure he was pulling the sling, he was shaking.
No, ma, don't see sling sack.
Wondering that when I hit him, what will happen? Because the other thing that could have happened, Goliath could have just said, and then after that started playing with his stones. Hey! But you see, David was shaking.
David and Jabez.
You might be wondering, will this work? Will the problem end? God's going to. Don't give up. Look at your neighbor and say, we are not giving up. Are you giving up? Who is that one who came to church to give up? You are about to go to the something gang, the underground gang. Are you here? The next verse, look at what it's saying. Look at what it's saying. In times of trouble, God is what? When you are in trouble. David said, even though I walk through the valley of death, not as he helps me not to see it. You will walk through the valley of death.
When you say it is the end of me,
he will be with you.
Uzoba nawe.
And when we are knocked down, we get up again. Tell your neighbor, it's time to get up. Some of you are on the floor. You have stopped believing God for anything. You have stopped believing God for your healing, believing God for your prosperity, for your sanity. I'll never be a pastor. I'll never be a shepherd. Dream is dead. I'm finished. No! Get up! You say, my business will never work. Get up.
Some are just doing one night stand. They are saying there are no more wives.
My brother, wives are still around. Get up. There's some girl who says all men are dogs. Dogs. Woof woof. Utilama woof woof langa.
That is the ja.
You are even calling your dog. Fetch. Mama cutting good relationship bonga to make it fetch. Tell your neighbor, get up. That business must get up. You must get up and go back to school. Do you understand me? You must get up and start dreaming again.
You don't have dreams, you are following.
You need to get up. Shout to your neighbor and say, get up. Vuga, vuga, vuga. Let's close. What happens when you change ranks? We know that God will test us to change ranks. What will happen? Quickly, I want to close. Are you here or have gone home? Number one, the level at which you function in the blessing of God changes. Maybe you were blessed financially with a salary of 5,000, God will take you through a test that will elevate you to a salary of 100,000. Oh, receive that. I thought you were going to say amen.
Receive it.
You're not going through this test, mahala.
For nothing.
You know, with most girls, before they get a husband, their heart is broken by which one has. It's a test. They fall in love with Jonas and they must break up with Jonas. Then, after crying over Jonas, they get married.
Then, ask
all the sisters. I'm sure 95% they will tell you that after crying over who? Jonas. You see, there is a married woman. She's saying, left, no lie. Others are smiling. After Jonas, after crying over a boy and letting go of a boy, that's when your husband arrives. So, get up. Tell your neighbor, get up, get up. So, the level, you see, God will take you through a test in order to change the level of blessing that you are on. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. Abraham was promised that if he leaves his father's house, a place of comfort, and follow God, God told him that I will make thee a what? A great nation. He was alone. He didn't even have a child. He just had a wife and some servants and nephew. But God said that I will make you a great nation. I will change your level from being a husband to a father of a nation. And he told him that I am going to bless you. So the first level of a blessing is that you are blessed. So you come from a curse to a blessing. Then after that, you become a blessing. And then after that, the nations become blessed because of you. This a change in what ranks. Labanye benu nisahleli kuphi ku curse. Marungulungulu is taking you through a test, and he has brought you to this church to remove you from being a cursed person to being a blessed person. Then after that, he's going to take you through another test so that you become what? A blessing. And after that, he's going to take you through other tests, and you will be a blessing to the nations. I prophesy to you, you are not going to be a small girl or a small boy. I said, you are not going to be a small boy or a small girl. The days of people feeling sorry for you have come to an end. You are becoming a blessing from today. You are becoming blessed, becoming a blessing, and nations shall know your name. So that's the reason why you are going through the test you are going through. Maybe you are cursed. He wants you to be blessed. Maybe you are blessed. He wants you to be a blessing. Maybe you are a blessing, but he wants you to be a blessing to the nations. What a mighty God. What a clap hands for this mighty God. I'm about to finish. The last point. He is taking you through a test to change the authority behind your name. Do you remember what the demons said? They said, this name and this man, we know about him. Jesus, we know him. Then they said, Paul, we know about this name, meaning the name of Paul had a higher rank. It was not just the name of Jesus that had a rank. Even Paul's name had a ranking. Because they could recognize this name. How come they didn't describe which Paul? You know, the brothers of Sceva, they didn't say Paul, Ngosi, Loatalwa, 1982. They didn't say that. When the brother brothers of Sceva mentioned Paul. The demons knew which Paul is this one. There are many Tobiles, but you know, if you have a ranking, when they say Tobile, the demons will know that this one is Pastor Meshach's wife. Because of ranking. God is going to give your name significance. Your name, no matter what is your name, God is going to back it up with power, 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 power. Demons are going to know you. Because in Genesis chapter 12, it says that I will make thee a great nation, I will bless thee, and make thy name what? Great. Your name can be great. You understand? Your name is going to have weight from today. I said your name is going to have weight. People are going to use your name like a key. When they are frustrated, they'll mention you and doors will open. God is going to give you a position of authority. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You see, right now, no one mentions you if they want to move forward. Do you understand me? No one goes somewhere and mentions you. And then by mentioning your name, something happens. At this point in time, if they mention you, things might even go, become worse. But God is taking you to a level. I prophesy to you, seated here under the heater and feeling sleepy, that your name, someone will mention and say prosperity. When they say that, they get the job. When they say that, they get the tender. When they say that, someone marries them. You know, a guy once came to me. He said to me,
"What gave me?
If a girl is your shepherd and is under your care, just because of that, I can marry the girl." And then the guy said, "Send me the pictures of the girls who are shepherds in your church." And I sent. Even my prophet picture, and I see my thing.
Some of your prophet pictures are not that
blocked me.
You even blocked me.
So I took photos I sent to the guy. Then the guy, he checked the photos. Then he saw one girl. He said, "This one." And they are beloved, they get married. How? My name. It was my name. The person said, if the person is linked to you and is in your church and is a shepherd, that's all. My name opens weddings. How come you are not married? Use my name. Hey, I'm telling you, your name is going to work. I said your name is going to work. Your name is going to open doors. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes it requires you need to be linked to a certain name for a certain door to be opened. Let's read the last scriptures. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Oh, I preached. I taught you very well. You people who are blessed to be in this church, have you noticed? Mm-hmm. I want you to read. 1, 2, 3, go.
Wherefore, God had highly exalted him, even things above everything.
Go back. Let's start. 1, 2, 3, go.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
Verse 11.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah. Jesus' name was normal. But he received a name above every name after passing the test of the cross. his ranking increased, because God says that after Jesus suffered, passed the test of death, of suffering, God then exalted him. How did he exalt him? It is the same way you will be exalted. God is going to take you through a test. You being a smart student from Strong Christian Church, you will pass the test. No one here is going to fail a test. Yes, you are going to pass every test that God sets before you. In fact, you are going to get a distinction. The angels are going to be shocked that you are this smart when it comes to tests. You will stand on the other side and tell God, "Is all? Is that all? Men of God, is that all?" Look at what God is going to do to you after passing your tests. Are you ready? Now, God will exalt you. What will God do? Look, he exalted him. Uyo kwendani, uyo ngiphakamisa. Tshela mankelwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuphakamisa.
Tell your neighbor that God will elevate you.
uNkulunkulu uyakuphakamisa.
God is exalting you.
And number two, I'm about to finish.
Wesibili.
God can give a person's name a higher ranking. You see, Jesus was given a name above every other name. So here, our names have rankings. When number one. Let your name be exalted from today. You will pass a test and then your name will be lifted up in the spirit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That's why sometimes when Jesus appears, he wouldn't cast out the demons. The demons would say, "Please don't hurt us." Because someone of high ranking had appeared. That which at your workplace will leave. Yes, that witch will just leave, because when you are higher ranking, they will say, "No, I can't take it. I can't be here where you work, because power will be coming out of you." First one is the one I like. The sisters should remix this one. Nina ngiyathanda nina bosis nina. Nina. Ah, ngihlale nginzamba. Lalelani, lalelani. God can increase your rank by making knees to bow to your name. Meaning you can get your proposal, my sister. A knee can bow and proposal can come. A knee can bow. The problem is that your name doesn't make knees to bow. When the brothers hear your name, they say, "I can't." They start saying, But when other names are mentioned, you see that brothers want to kneel and propose. So meaning that things will bow to your name. You will be a woman and a man of what? Oh, sorry. Usibantu abakuthathi serious, ne? It's not about shouting. It's not about a title. There are pastors who say, "Oh, Rev, the people don't take me serious." What is your ranking in the spirit? Shepherds who say, "Oh, the people don't listen to me." What is your ranking? It's not about title in the physical. It's about ranking. What does your name hold? When they mention your name, what does it mean? Your name is going to make things to bow. Tenders are going to bow to church members here. Yeah. I mean, you will be a millionaire, and then, I mean, money will bow to you. Yeah, when money sees you, it says, "Madam," it says, "Sir." Yes, when demons see you, they say, "Ah, madam, madam, sir." One day, I was in Radia. And I was stressed that, why are the demons not manifesting as much as before? I was checking myself, is the power decreasing? Checking my spiritual guns. Hey! Then I had a vision. demons. Yeah, boy, takes my hands and I pick 18, my feet.
When the taxi comes, I saw people coming out of the taxi.
Before bangene 18.
I'm good bangene.
Mbona alama demon na esha kulo muntu eme 18 at asila pa.
And the demons will come out of the person and say you are not
and
going
wait
there.
At the gate.
Asale la peketen.
I was shocked.
Amangala kakhulu.
And there was a group of demons waiting there. They are waiting for after service because during the preaching, you are sleeping. You are empty. You are not reading your Bible. So some demons are waiting there. It's not like you don't have. They are waiting there. They know that here there is fire. But they also know you that during the preaching, you will be playing with the phone. So you still be empty when you go out. Ask your neighbor, are your demons waiting at the gate? You're not listening. Wow, revelation. Are you here? But I have declared to you that God is going to give you a name. A name. And that name, that surname, that is linked to you, it will open doors.
Doors.
People are going to get married because of your name. People will have houses because of your name. People will have cars because of your name. People will be saved because of your name. Curses will end because of your name. New chapters in your family are going to come because of your name. Knees will bow. Situations are going to bow to you, to your name. And when the devil sees you coming and hears that name, he will know that this is not an ordinary shepherd. This is a high-ranking and tested pastor. This is a high-ranking, strong Christian fellowship leader. One day you will receive the testimony of Puti.
You came and then our granny. Ubu tutolu
msebendi wena maukaza kukufona.
She was employed after we received.
Because there are names that open doors.
Kuna makama fliminya.
And that will be your name.
You'll be kamana.
Stand on your feet. Wonderful preaching. Wonderful preaching. Wonderful preaching. Thank you, Jesus. Are you excited?
Oh, yes.
Tell your neighbor you are going through a test. And you are going to pass. And your rank is going higher and higher. Hey, how many of you are ready to be blessed? You are ready to become a blessing. You are ready to become a blessing to the nations. Pass the test. This test you are in, pass it. You want your name to be great. Your rank to be stronger and higher. Pass the test. You are tired of demons chasing you around. Pass the test. You see, your name sounds normal today, but in some years to come, when we mention your name, it will mean a lot. You look like a small boy, a small girl, but I'm telling you, when we mention your name, it will lead to salvation, it will lead to millions for some people, it will lead to jobs. Your name will be great. Lift up your voice and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to pass my test. Because surely God has not forsaken you. You have a feeling that ungulungulu kushiyile. Ushiyile umndeni wakini. Unfulatsele.
That yes. Mara he has this back on you.
He has sent me to tell you that it's not the case.
Ungithumele ukutshela ukuthi akusinjalo.
Lift up your voice, pray. Father, we are grateful for every test that you have given us. Ah, Lord. Our ranking in the spirit has increased. You have given us names above other names, for we have suffered for you. As Paul said, that we are pressed on every side, but we never give up. We are pressed down, but we come up again. Oh Lord, the enemy has attacked us many times, but we are strong. We are strong. Hangeke sivume ngempilo yethu. We know, Lord, that you are with us. As much as you never allowed Daniel not to be thrown into the lion's den, but you were there to shut the mouth of a lion. You never allowed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not to go through the fire. You allowed them to be caught. You allowed them to be dragged. You allowed them to be tossed in the fire. But just in time, Lord, you were there. You were with them in the fire. And as the Bible says, they began to see a fourth man in the fire. You are not the only one there, for I see God sending a fourth man into your fire, and you will come out with a testimony. Oh Father, we have hope that this is not the end of us, that the problems we are facing are just a light affliction. We count it all joy. We count it all joy for you, Lord. We count it all joy. Oh, Kalabando Shela Bayesa. Mandela Baba Baba Baba. Ah, you felt that God has turned his back on you. You felt like God has left you. But he hasn't. He's with you in the fire. There is still a fourth man, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the fire with you. He will not allow the fire to destroy you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Begin to thank him for strength. Begin to thank him for grace. Paul said that I've prayed 3 times for this thorn to be taken away from me. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Malande shalia salaba, milunde shalia kavale, milunda palia sovele bele, anto valia kale mandala, halunta valia sando baba baba, hanta baba baba yosote, irando shalaba ya baba. Ah Lord, be with your children. Ah, grant us grace, Lord. Manto bobo shela baba 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 baba. Ah, all things work together for good for them that love God. Things are working together for my good. What your enemies are plotting, it's working together for your good. Those who have abandoned you, it's working together for your good. The sickness that has been placed upon you by the enemy is working for your good. Your current unemployment status is working for your good. Things are aligning for you. How? God is going to do it for you. Now let me prophesy to some of you. God is saying, I should tell you, your season of testing is coming to an end, because now you understand what you have going
through.
It's coming to an end. Now, lift up your phone. Lift up your hands. Keyboard, go there. I want to pray. I speak to everyone here who has been crying in your home, crying in your house, asking God, where are you? Why don't you hear me? Why don't you answer me? God says the test is coming to an end today. The test is coming to an end. The test is coming to an end. Now, let there be a release of all the pain that is in your heart. Now, receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is releasing you from the pain. Yes. There is someone here. You were about to give up. You are here because this is the last resort. But God is here with you. He said, I should speak to you. The test is over. You have done well. Miracles are happening from now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see a young girl cry. Say, why are you delaying? The answer is now. You have passed your test.
So,
begin to thank him wherever you are. Your season of testing is past. You have done well. He made me to preach like this to explain to you why you have gone through the things you have gone through. Oh, Holy Spirit, praise and worship to the stage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Allow the Spirit of God to minister to you. Oh, there's a sweet touch of His presence. There's a song, I don't know whether you can sing it. I can't give up now. Handalaba, I've come too far from where I started.
I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started.
Don't give up, says the Lord.
Nobody told me the road will be set. I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me.
Oh, church. Let's
I just can't keep up. I just can't keep up now. I've come too far from where I started.
To leave you.
Just can't give up.
I just can't give up now. Too far, I'm too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road.
On your dream. Don't give up on your healing. Don't give up on that job. Don't give up on that marriage.
Nobody told me the road would be set. I don't believe He's brought me this far.
Oh, let's sing it, church. I cannot give up now.
Just can't give up. I just
you this far to leave you. God did not allow you to live this long so that you tube uhluphe. He has not given you health so that you suffer. He's not going to abandon you at school. He's not going to abandon you at work. He's not going to abandon you in the relationship and in church. He's with you. He's also not abandoning your family. He's still there. With all the chaos that is happening there in your family, he's there and he will turn it around. As I say, I prophesy to someone that this season of testing has come to an end. Holy Spirit, we can't give up. Oh, no, no. Oh, we have come from far. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is someone here, your mother is very sick. Your family is saying that it is better to accept that she's going to die. Don't give up. God is healing your mother right now. I speak healing to her body. I command you to recover now. I overturn the verdict of the doctors. And I speak health into that body. Maybe they said to you, you are not going to live long. They said you are not going to make it. That you will never be a success. I prophesy to you this afternoon. Surely the Lord has spoken to you. And I prophesy and I declare, you are successful. Things will go well. The delay is coming, has come to an end. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. I want us to hold your neighbor's hand. Bamba sandla sakho samakhelwane wami. Bamba sandla samakhelwane. Close your eyes and bow your heads. Valani mehlo and bow your head. Holy Spirit. Now, if you are here, you don't have a relationship with God. And maybe so you are, maybe when I was preaching, you were even laughing. But you are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Maybe you are not sure that if you die today, whether you are going to heaven or hell. You want to be sure. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for convicting us of sin and of righteousness. If you are here, Ujalo, I want you to squeeze your neighbor's hand. You want to have a relationship with God. Squeeze your neighbor's hand very tight. Squeeze your neighbor's hand very tight. Yes, I'm giving you another opportunity. If you are here, you want to receive Jesus, squeeze your neighbor's hand very tight and then let go of it. And if you are here and you have squeezed your neighbor's hand or your neighbor has squeezed your hand, I would like to pray with you. Jesus said that if you are ashamed of him before people, he's also ashamed of you before the Father. And he says that for you to receive forgiveness of sins and to have a relationship with him, you must confess him as your Lord. So if your neighbor has squeezed your hand, or you have squeezed your neighbor's hand, I want you and your neighbor to come forward here so that I pray with you. If you are like that, come forward. Come. Is there someone like that who wants to receive Jesus? No one. Okay, let's pray. Let's close our eyes and pray. Father, thank you. Follow me, say, dear Heavenly Father. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Let's clap our hands. Amen. You may take your seats.